This is the State of Things, broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. Sophia, Melanie, Amanda, and August von Trapp are part of a family with a storied musical legacy. They are the descendants of the family made famous by The Sound of Music. They grew up singing Austrian folk songs that are part of their heritage and quickly realized that their voices blended perfectly as a quartet. But today, their legacy still in mind, they have created their own brand of American folk music with a little bit of indie rock influence. The Von Trapps released an EP earlier this year called Dancing in Gold, and they perform tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, at Motorco in Durham. But first, they join me on the State of Things. Welcome back, Von Trapps. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
It has been a while since you've been on the show, so please remind us how you all started singing together.
Sure, yeah. We started because our grandfather would come out to Montana to teach us music, Austrian folk songs. He was the portrayed as the youngest boy in The Sound of Music. His name was Kurt in the movie, but in real life his name was Warner. And he would come to Montana, and at some point he ended up having a stroke, so he couldn't visit us anymore. So we turned all of those songs that he taught us into a little recording and sent it to him in the hospital. And that sort of that got the attention of a few people, and we ended up kind of rolling with that idea of playing music, and that was sort of the genesis of our musical beginnings.
Yeah, a touching gesture, but more than rolling with it. I think you noticed, didn't you, that, hey, actually, we sound good together, right?
Yeah, I think we grew up with music as being a part of sort of the relationship the four of us had with each other, because we did music lessons together, and we sort of had that, you know, music was around a lot for us, so we knew the family we came from and sort of that history, so yeah, music was always a part of our lives.
Well, and you are on your own, creating your own sound now, and we're very close to a moment in the show when we'll hear that, but how does the family legacy still play a part, or does it, in your performances?
Yeah, it plays a part because we still honor the legacy of family harmony and of keeping sort of the, you know, the message the same with family and hope and uplifting music, things that are sort of a bridge between cultures and a bridge between identities, and our music is very eclectic and very sort of a mishmash of a lot of different things that you pick up when you travel and when you meet people and when you know are exposed to different types of music. So in that sense, we really keep on the legacy of doing what our great grandparents did when they toured all over the world for 20 years.
You're living in Portland and you regularly play with Pink Martini. Tell us how that collaboration started.
Well, it was kind of an amazing accident. We were singing with the Oregon Symphony, and we were there for a couple of days, so we joined Pink Martini at their Christmas tree lighting ceremony and just kind of fell in love with the whole band and the whole vibe. And so Thomas said, hey, why don't we do an album? Come to Portland for 2 weeks. We'll finish it. No problem. And so we went up, and 2 weeks turned into 2 months, turned into 2 years, and we just kind of fell in love with Portland. And just, it was, yeah, a pretty magical experience.
Can I ask you to sing for us now?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
We'll start off with an original piece called Next to Me from our EP called Dancing in Gold.
Now that the winter is gone and the spring has moved on, we are left in summertime. My dear, you know I have one fear. It's that I will not change, that I will stay the same. But when you're next to me, I feel free as I'll ever be. And when you smile at me,
twine our paths, and we'll never
life begin.
We are stronger now than all that can keep us down. With your push and your pull, I won't feel my own soul. Ooh. Ooh.
Next to me, the Von Trapps. They're going to be at Motor Co. in Durham tomorrow at 8 o'clock. They are live with us on The State of Things Today. And a beautiful song. That is from Dancing in Gold, your new EP. Tell us how that collection came together.
All the songs are original songs that we've written. It was kind of our time after doing the project with Pink Martini and kind of learning from Thomas how to... Thomas Lauderdale is the band leader of Pink Martini, and he sort of taught us how to blend musical styles together into something that all fits and works and sort of stays alive. And so, yeah, but we had been traveling for 15 years and lots of touring and lots of world travel, so we wanted to express some of those experiences that we've had over the years. And so this sort of musical style that we came up with in Dancing in Gold sort of fit that bill, and and we were able to record it with this wonderful artist, Israel Nebaker, who leads Blind Pilot. He actually produced the music, so it was a big collaboration, and it was really fun, and we had a lot of time to explore and a lot of freedom, and it was really a fantastic time. So yeah, all these songs are sort of inspired by either our time in Portland or experiences from around the world.
Well, tell us about your plan for distributing this. You've got a plan to put out a couple more EPs and then pull it all together, am I right?
Yeah, so this is the first of three EPs that we're going to make, and what we want to do is have two different producers have three different producers. So Israel Nebaker obviously was for the first one, and you know, we're hoping for Sufjan Stevens or Robin Pecknold from the Fleet Foxes, or who knows.
Yeah.
And then we're going to put them all together in one big album, and it's going to be kind of in a way like a journal of this time as we're progressing with our own original music.
Well,
we're
journal,
really excited about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, journal is a good word, because you think about a family that grows up singing. You know how you sound together. Now you're writing music for each other, and that's another stage. Now you start working with a producer or producers, as you suggest. How has that changed how you approach your careers and your music?
Yeah, I think, you know, each person you work with has a really different technique and a different way that they view your sound, which is sort of something we do when we're selecting who we want to work with, is will they appreciate the sound that we have and not create, you know, sort of a real family element to it, you know, because our voices blend so well, you know, we can do a lot of things that sort of a lot of artists are looking for, to have that beautiful blend. But we're also trying to make sure that we represent sort of where we are artistically with being able to make music that is honest to sort of our experiences as we see them now and what we're trying to create in music. And so when we work with people, we want to make sure that they kind of appreciate both elements of our sound and also kind of our direction that we're trying to go and how they can influence through their techniques, through their vision, whether or not it really works. And that's what was something with Israel Nebaker when we worked with him and with Thomas Lauderdale of Pink Martini. They were very different in their styles and in the way that they helped us make these songs work. But they taught us a lot about ourselves and a lot about how we can push our music and sort of grab onto different things that you wouldn't think would be easily accessible, as a group, right, in a group dynamic. So each person you work with is offers something different.
Well, can I ask you to sing another one for us right now?
Sure. We'll do one from the Dream Little Dream album called Dream Little Dream of Me.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty-night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fade and my eye linger on, dear. Just craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear. Just craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries far behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
The Von Trapps, Dream a Little Dream. They're going to be at Motor Co. in Durham tomorrow at 8 o'clock. My guest on the State of Things today. You know, you talked about the influences and working with producers, thinking about your music differently. How far do you think you can push it, and do you want to? Do you think about, you know, sort of, because the close harmonies really ask for lovely melodies and what you do so, so well. And then do you ask yourselves creatively, do we want to push? Do we want to become more edgy? Is that part of your discussion?
Yeah. I mean, I think like any artist, it's all creativity is all about pushing limits and knowing what sort of trying to find your limits and then create new ones by challenging yourself all the time. So yeah, I think that's definitely a major part of it all.
Forgive me for interrupting, but I'm curious too to know about what you do with the Von Trapps. You've moved on from the traditional stuff. You're creating your own stuff now, and yet you've always embraced the legacy. You talk about it at all your performances and certainly in all your interviews. Have you ever sort of dreamed of it, just escaping it? What would happen if they didn't know they were Von Trapps, or is that how do you navigate that?
That's a funny question, because we have thought about going under some like different name. We're thinking maybe the Trapezoids.
Well done. Yeah.
Or maybe like an electronic Trapezoids, you know, yeah. Like secret underground.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we're really blessed to be a part of this legacy, but at the same time that movie was 60 years ago, and we're all individuals, you know, and artists ourselves, and so it's an amazing journey to kind of figure out where we're all at individually with our own sound and the music that we love, and but it's all there's so many great genres out there, and I think it's, you know, and the Sound of Music, you know, Broadway, Rodgers and Hammerstein being one of them.
You can try Badfinger. That's a good name for a band if you want to go on. No, it's already been taken. Sorry. Long ago and far away. You know, you play different venues as well. Well, that's still under dispute.
Okay.
Lots of venues. Last time you were here, you were playing with the North Carolina Symphony and at Coca Booth. Now you're at Motor Code. There's probably no place more like a Bavarian beer hall than that. You're singing at the Kennedy Center in December. Do the venues, I mean, you're playing all over. Are you enjoying this tour?
Yeah. No, we definitely have an interesting mix of places we play, which is kind of, it speaks to our musical versatility. We really can kind of jump around to a lot of, you know, we grew up singing in the symphonic world a lot, and there's a power with that to have 90 musicians behind you, but then there's also these really intimate club shows that we like doing, and each space is an opportunity to experiment and to connect with an audience on a different level. You know, when it's a more intimate space, you can actually see their faces and you can make more jokes. But in a symphony, you know, it's a little bit more, you know, it's a big hall like the one in North Carolina, which, you know, you have amazing symphony and a beautiful hall. So it's always different.
Yeah,
and
it's
kind of like that.
It's kind of funny to see which audience likes the Kuro Neko no Tango, which is like a Japanese tango that we do, and also the Hebrew bossa nova, and the kind of indie rock that we're doing now, and who responds to what in which venue, because from everything from Kennedy Center to Work. We were just in Birmingham, Alabama last night. We're going to be in Nashville tonight, and in these more club, younger kind of crowds, and it's kind of fun to see the reaction.
When you talked about the movie, it is a long time ago, and I wonder with younger crowds. I mean, do you meet people who really have never heard of it, the movie?
Actually, it's funny you ask that, because last night there was a girl that came to the show, and she had told me her friend brought her to the show. Because her friend loved them, you know, he knew the story and the history, and couldn't get her convince her friend to watch the movie, so she's said, "Well, go to this show first, and then you'll want to go watch the movie." So maybe she's watching it today.
That's great.
She's listening.
That's
out
great.
There. You should watch it.
Great for DVD sales. All right. Well, time is up. Amanda, Sophia, August, and Melanie, it is time to bid adieu to you and you and you. Oh, forgive me. Oh, forgive me. You must forgive me. It was irresistible. I know it was shameless. It was shameless. Never heard that before, right? Yeah. No, I know. If I beg your forgiveness, because I know you'll be back in town, so I do want you back on the show. So you must promise to forgive me and come back when you come back.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us on the show. Yeah.
The Von Trapps are Sophia, Melanie, Amanda, and August Von Trapp. The newest EP is Dancing in Gold, came out earlier this year. They're going to be at Motor Co. Music Hall in Durham tomorrow night. And we'll find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, a preview of a photography exhibit that documents life in rural Northwest Russia. Stay tuned.
Why to keep soul when you're dancing?